150? See the sticker. So real wide in the nose, and then tapering off in the back. You got the air plug thing. Looks like there's no concave on this thing?
No.
Okay.
Got V in the tail, tri-fin.
How many of these are you guys making in a day nowadays? It's like a lot, huh?
We're running around 3 a day, something like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, not a bunch. Things are slowing down now. This is another interesting one. This is another Drew Brophy art panel on the nose.
Big one.
What is that, 12 feet?
I don't think this is that big.
Maybe 11 something, huh?
Yeah, 11 something. So, some rules upstairs.
What's going on in this, so this room, what's he doing? He's spray painting?
Yeah, this is the airbrush room. It's called.
How's it going, man?
Hey, good.
So you're gonna paint this one?
It just gets a pin line.
Okay. How big is this one?
That's from
1129.
Cool.
Check it out. Cool. Man, that smell.
Yeah.
That can't be good for you.
Standard boards are all made out of epoxy now.
Yeah.
That was polyester. It was laminated.
So that baby's going to be heavy, huh?
Well, it's a small horn, so it won't be, but the fumes will surely loop you out.
Epoxy, I heard that, though, you can get allergic to it super fast or something.
I've heard of that, and we haven't had a problem here. Not good, but...
We're going into the dark. Let's turn on the night vision here. Oh, so this is your personal area?
Yeah, this is where I shave.
Turn on night vision for this area.
There's some other shave blanks getting ready to go.
Okay. So what you got in here then? Oh, the lighting in here is much better.
Yeah, these are stock boards getting ready to go. There's four of them. You're going to get their fin boxes. And then.
So that's a 10-6 only?
Yeah.
Real thick in the middle, huh?
Yeah, that one's about 4.5. But I keep my decks and bottoms pretty flat, so it carries the thickness out.
So what's the theory behind making it so much thicker in the middle, and then even a thicker nose area? Cause
well, with more thickness in the nose, you can nose ride better. It's more stability.
Oh, okay.
And thin the tails out a little for sensitivity for the turns. They serve pretty good, you know, big boards, but they serve pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of in between having enough board to be able to stand on and have the stability, but having it, you know, the more refined you make it, the better it serves, but the harder it is to stand on and paddle. Stand up paddle, I don't know if you've tried it, but it's not as easy as it looks. And so, you know, you get a little bit more board, it's easier to do.
Right. So now it seems like when I'm looking at a lot of these different boards coming out, because I started with Muno's 12 foot, couldn't stand on that baby at all.
Yeah.
It was totally embarrassing. And then I got on the Ordinez, which was better, but then I went onto your board, which was the SurfTech Laird, which was real easy to ride.
Yeah.
And then I went to Jimmy's 11, and then C4's 10, 6, and 10, and that's what I'm at right now. So but it's interesting because it's really diverging, right? You got like the high performance boards on one side, then you got these cruisers on the other side, then you got these things rigged up for other stuff. It's a trip, man. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're discovering what you can do with these things and starting to become more use specific. Mm-hmm. Like there's another one that's
like a downwind looking thing.
That's
huh?
That's a downwind kind of a downwind race board. This one is. the bottom I call the coaster cruiser. And what I see happening now in the races is they're dividing them between stock class and unlimited. Stock class is going to be 12 feet or less, single hull, and no steering, mm-hmm. I think, is what they're going to end up with. Unlimited is whatever you want. So I've built a few catamarans that are real fast to paddle. And but the trouble is they're kind of expensive and they're big. And
are they heavy?
No, they're not real heavy, but you know, being 16 and 18 feet long, they're just kind of a pain to store.
Right.
You know, just to have in your garage and this and that. I don't really want to make too many of those because it's a chore and nobody else does. But the problem is it takes the unlimited class and makes it to where not very many people are going to be competitive because not too many people can make boards like that.
Right.
So I'm thinking that the best, the most interesting way to do this is just have stock class where you've got your own monohull board, 12 feet long, not super expensive to make.
Everybody's on the same thing.
Everybody's on at least, you know, kind of the same thing. I mean, you can toy around with the designs of it, but at least, you know, lots of builders can shape these things and people can afford to have them, and you know, you can store them in your garage because they're only 12 feet long. And then, you know, it's much more competitive class, so you can have more guys doing it. Ultimately, I think it's better for the sport if more people can participate. You know, you got 18-foot catamarans and stuff, it's like, Jesus, there's two of them. Wow.
So. You gotta see this floor, man. This floor, which is sticking to my foot. Check this thing out.
This is kind of cool. This is another Drew art board.
So these are the short boards you guys are still
making. Yeah,
you got a lot of these still that you guys are doing, or not as many short boards and stuff?
Well, yeah, a lot. I mean, I kind of like doing the stand up because it's just kind of a more interesting thing. I've been doing stuff like this forever, but.
Uh-huh.
But I like these. You know, these are kind of nice. This one's pretty cool. This is a new thing Drew's putting together, Drew Brophy. He takes his original art.
It's like old style kind of looking, you know?
Well, he gets his art printed onto thin fabric and you lay it on boards.
Uh-huh.
And then you can see you get a lot of color on the board for a lot cheaper than having Drew paint them for you.
Huh. Yeah, that's cool.
I like this one a lot. Nice little fishing.
Yeah, that's real cool.
Get down and make it kind of.
So we're looking at.
See, there's a V in it. And then it goes back to a flat tail.